Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shir should be a special schus. Rabbi Maron Yimi Marasi Shinichyu, with a schus Itamar Yosef Ben Ravid Esther Chayochevet Fege Bas Michal Yudis Basia, Rabbi Yosef Ben Chana, Rabbi Nechtov Ben Lipsha, Rabbi Shai Ben Leia. It's based on the Torah of Reina Rabbeinu Makona Rosh Yeshiva Shlita. In Parshas Koirach, it says in Perakit Zayin, Vayikach Mita Mata Mata, the base of 17:17, he took a staff from each of the Nisim, v'hinachtam bo amod lifnei ha'idus asher ivoid l'cha shama. And you should place it, in other words, these staffs, this Talmud after the Homachlokas with Korach, place them in the Ol Moed, in the tent of meeting, Lifnei ha'edus, in front of the testimony, in front of the Luchas ha'edus, asher yivoched lechem, yivoched lechem shama, that I meet with you over there. So in this Maisa, the Torah relates to lefnayu lefnim, to the inner sanctum, as edus, lifnei ha'edus. So to later on, v'yanech Moshe samatos lifnei Hashem, v'ol ha'edus. A number of times there's an emphasis on this place, this union of Eidus. And the explanation would be, by understanding the concept of Eidus, Eidus is Osios Das, as Moreno v'Rabbeinu v'Rosh Yeshiva Zecher Tzadik Livracha explains, the Parad Yitzchok Shabbos Maimer Dalet Osios Beis, that Eidus is a living Mitzius. What Eidus is supposed to do, it's supposed to bring the Maisa alive, as if it's happening in front of the Dayanim. Eidut is mitziyut chaya shel hadavar shemidelav umiyatzeget oto davar lefnei hazulat. So Eidim are a cheftz of das, of these facts, in front of the Beis Din. They bring the facts alive in front of the Beis Din. So to Xeris HaKosov, in order that Beis Din should judge a certain case, there has to be, the case has to be in front of them. And that's called Eidim. If you need Eidei Kiyum, like Eidei Kedushin, it's the same thing. That the Maisa of Kedushin should be Nirsham, should be registered with the Eidim. And that, then it becomes a living reality, a existing reality. Shetahim Nirshemet HaUvda Zot Shenaseh Kedushin, that it should be recorded, this fact that the Kedushin was done b'tocha cheftza hazeh shenikra Eidim, into this cheftza that's called Eidim. So the Eidim bring it alive. The Eidim, if they're Eidei Beirur, they say over what happened to the judges, which brings the case alive. And if they're Eidei Kiyum, they make the event happen. Without them, it wouldn't be chal, like by Kedushin. So such Eidim are called Eidei, are also the Mice of Kedushin has to be Nilsham, has to be registered with these Eidim. In Parshas Ha'azinu, Rashi explains, Ha'azinu Hashamayim V'adabeiro Sha'ani Masra B'ahem B'Yisrael V'tiyu Eidim Badovo. Ha'azinu Hashamayim, listen Shamayim, I'm being Masra, I'm warning the Jewish people, I'm giving them Hasra, and you be Eidim on this matter. Moshe Rabbeinu said before to the Jewish people, and then afterwards to Shemayim and Aretz, that they should be Eidim. Shani Masra Mem B'Yisrael, I'm going to give Hasra to the Jewish people, and you, the Shemayim and Aretz, are going to be Eidim that I warn them. So here Moshe Rabbeinu established that the Maisim of the Jews make such a roishem, make such a mark, that it's nikir b'mitzius shamayim v'oretz, that it's recognized in the reality of the heaven and the earth, sai for schar and sai for oinesh. Rashi Ksubis 5a, maisa tzadikim magid harokia, sheharokia meyed aleim labriyois shehen tzadikim. The maisa tzadikim are spoken by the rakia, because the Rakia, the heavens, testify the people that they are tzaddikim. So here the maisim of the Jewish people, hazinu ha-shamayim, I'm giving haslah to the Jewish people, and you shamayim v'aretz are edim, there's going to be a roshem on you in what the Jews do. And a maisa with which there's no roshem in the olam ha-muchashi ha-me'id alav, in the concrete world that testifies about this maisa, it's like a maisa she'en boi mamish. It's like a maisa that doesn't have substance to it. V'chachaloim ya'uf. And it is like a passing dream. Ne'elam ma she'osa b'noigeya l'schar v'oinesh b'din hazeh. And it's like a passing dream disappearing what was done with regard to reward and punishment in this din. If there's no roishem, then it's ke'en boi mamish. So therefore, our maisim have to make a roishem in order that they should have substance and then receive schar v'oinesh. And so too, the inyan of hasroi, Rashi says, edim she'ani masreb lahem. You are witnesses that I am giving them hasroi. Interesting. Hasroi, warning, is always mentioned in connection with edus. The edim are the ones giving hasroi. V'huad v'ba'olav is a lashon of edus and really means that you're giving the Baalim hasroh on his ax. His ax shouldn't go. U'be'inyan ha'oinshim, there have to be hasroh, and the person has to be makabel the hasroh and say, al menasken ani osa, I'm doing this with the knowledge that I'm going to get this punishment, that he should know that his maisim are going to be registered in the das of the edim, and when they are testifying about him, it is going to be fulfilled in reality. And as Kabbalah HaSlo is saying, Al Menas Kein Al Niyoise, Al Menas on condition, with the knowledge that I am making a Roishem. Goydel HaRoishem Shebiglalo Yavo Onesh Beveizdin Sorech Shia Boifin Sheodeh Shepuol Metzias For Roishem Shenimsa Boilam. In other words, you know that you are doing a Maisa that is going to make a roishem. In other words, the Edom are going to see this maisa, and you're being mekabel hasra, saying, I am doing this maisa, al das, that I'm making a roishem in the Edom, who are going to bring this maisa alive to the Beis Din, and then I'm going to receive my punishment. That is the oimek musav ha'edus, ve'asra, and it's lahavchim, like the Gemara says in Makis on 6b, lahavchim ben shegeg l'meizit. It's to make a distinction between shogeg and mezid. That's why a person gets hasra, to know if he's shogeg or mezid. And if he's mezid, so he's saying, since I am mezid, this is going to make a strong impression on the edim who are witnessing this and gave me the hasra. And maybe Edim Zoimim don't need Hasra, because their whole essence is Edus. It's Minei Ube. In other words, the Edus always goes along with the Hasra. But this Mice is going to make a Roshem. You're warning the person that this Mice that you're doing is going to make a Roshem in the Edim. These people themselves are the Edim. These Edim Zoimim. So it's Minei Ube. They don't need it to come from the outside. It's making a roshem on them themselves, the Edom, their false testimony. And then maybe they don't need Hasra, that's why they don't need Hasra. Parashas Ha'azinu includes all of the Mahalach of Klal Yisrael Ba'olam, Meha Reishis at Soif Kol HaDoros, Ve'ad HaGi'ula HaAchrona, U'Kishehisra Behem, V'Nikleta Yediyah Zot Behem. When the Jewish people receive Hasra, and this Yediya was absorbed in the Jewish people, as Yavo Mitocha Edim, in other words, when there's Hasra given on the Jews, that their actions are going to make a Roshem, then these Edim are going to give Schar, if it's Matar Min HaShamayim. And then also if there's a punishment, Yad Edim B'tiyah Bo Barishana, like the Pasuk says, there's going to be Va'atzar Es HaShemayim. So again, Hazinu is the Mahalach of the world, Mi Reishis Kol Atzlev Kol Adoris Vada Gula Achronim. And it says, Hazina Hashemayim Vada Be'er V'Shemar Etzim Refid. Your Maisim are going to make a Roshim, are going to make a mark, are going to make an impression on Shemayim V'Oretz. And the Mela, if you do good, it's going to make an impression, and then the Shemayim is going to give you its rain. And if you do bad, then it's going to make an impression, and the Shemayim is going to stop its rain. Now, when the Taina was made on the Kahuna, by Korach, and they said that other people can also do the Pulos HaKahuna, Shem Slicha Ve'am Shachas HaBrachas Ve'chadoyme, then there was a, which is Slicha that the Kohanim bring, and the Kohanim bring Brachas. So then there was the test of Matehu Yifroch. That was the test. The test was Matehu Yifroch. That my your Aaron's staff will sprout. What is this inyan of Pricha Vitzmicha? Pricha Vitzmicha is a revelation of the Koach of Yesh Me'ayin, something coming from nothing. And that's when it comes from the Makor HaChayim. How is this staff going to start suddenly sprout? From nothing. Yesh Me'ayin. And that's coming from the Makor HaChayim itself. In our world, there's only Yesh Me'yesh. The power of life flows from the source of life. That's what brings the Yesh Me'ayin. And that's the avoid of the Kohen Gadol, to bring bracha melemala Yesh Me'ayin. And so to binyan hakapora al yidei tshuva. She'en shum mavo b'teva v'mechika se'oval al yidei tshuva. There's no way naturally to erase the past by doing tshuva. And the Kohen Gadol is the pipeline, is the bridge from this world to the source of everything. And therefore, he needs to bring the edus of Porach Mate Aaron, that the staff of Aaron will sprout from the place called Edus. And that's the Makom of the Aaron, Asher Ivoid Lecha Shama, the place I will meet with you there, the place of the connection of the Noisein Torah with Moshe in this world. Lefnai Ulefnim. And there Moshe was commanded to return Mata Aaron, Vahashevis Mata Aaron, Lifnei Ha'edus, Vatechal Tunasim Ne'olai. When we need a Gili for a hidden Mitzius, then you bring Edus. Lefnai Ulefnim is the connection between the Boy Re'olam with all of the Boy Olam, Lashon HaRambam, and the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah is the Eid HaNe'eman L'chol boy oilam, l'shem boy oilam dafka. This is an edus on the relationship between the boy oilam, those who have come to this world, and the yotzer hakol. The Torah is made aleihem, v'sham nirshamim, kol amasim. Torah. That's why Torah is called the eid hanemon l'chol boy oilam. The Torah is made on the people, and the Torah is a roishem. Is registered all of their meisim for good and for bad of the boy oilam. And it's also an edus on the ratzon of Hashem in the world. So the parech mata aaron is coming from outside of this world, from the makor hachayim. That's how this nes of yesh me'ayin happened. And that shows that this kohen has that power. And Aaron HaKohen Dafka has the power to bring the bracha from that world of Ayin, from that world beyond our world. That's why, that's the secret of this test of Parach Mat Aaron. And where was it placed? In the Edus. Because this is a testimony. This brings alive the reality that Aaron HaKohen is the conduit to Hashem's bracha in the world. And that Hashem connects through the world through Aaron. That's why it was put in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. This is where there's a kesher between the Noisei HaTorah and Moshe, and that's where he put it back. He put it back next to the Edus, So it's a gilui of a mitzius shebeseser. It shows the hidden mitzius that Aaron, in this case, that Aaron is the true Kohen. And lefnai ulefnim is the connection between the borei olam and all of the bai olam. And like the Rambam says about a sefer Torah, it's the faithful witness for all bai olam. It's a testimony to the relationship, the Torah, the relationship between the bai olam and the Yotzer HaKol. And it's an edus on the ratzon of Hashem, what Hashem wants in this world. When Moshe puts the matah as an edus l'mishmeres, it says vayas Moshe kein asa. So when it says this double lashon vayas kein asa, so kefel, like we see in the Ramban 2:26-22, 12:28, kefel moira al peula bishleimus belichisarin. That the kefel indicates an action that's done with completion, perfectly, without a chisaron. And here, where the maisa was just to put the mata lifnei ha'edus, we can explain that he did a big pu'ula, because this hanacha has a parallel in every person. V'shachanti b'soichem b'soich kol echad ve'echad. And that is the place of the pure faith that is above the natural way of this world. This emuna, I'm going to remove from me the complaints of the Jewish people. This emuna was registered in the souls of the Jewish people through this edus. So that's the idea of ayas kein asa, that it's a pu'ula b'shlemus b'lichisaron, that by placing this matah as a mishmeres to show Aaron's true kahuna, so this brings out the emuna of the Jewish people. But now the Jewish people also have emuna that Aaron is the chosen. So this placing, it's mentioned twice as a davar shalim. Now the Jews have true emuna in their soul. It brings out the emuna, registers the emuna in the souls of the Jewish people through this edus. The Jewish people are called atem edai. You are my witnesses. The mitzius of the Jews in the world is an edus and the mitzias of Hashem in the world, and Tachnun, and Muntig, and Monday, and on Thursday, we say, Ein Banu Maisim, Zechol Eduseinu B'chol Yoyim Hashem Echad. If we don't have Maisim, remember our testimony every day, God is one. Is Amiras every day Hashem Echad not a schus? What's Pshatim Ein Banu Maisim? Rather, if our Maisim are not enough to make an impression that is required for a Yeshua, remember another type of schus. Atem Eidai, a special Sug Bifnei Atzmo. Our whole Metzias in this world is made Hashem Echad. Atem Eidai, Vani Kel. You are my witnesses and I am God. Your mitzius is a testimony to me. So, im ein banu maisim, if we don't have maisim that are enough to make a roshem, zechor eduseinu, remember our edus every day, that Hashem is echad, that we exist. Our whole mitzius, the mitzius of Klal Yisrael, as we discussed in other shirim, Chalab talks about this a lot, is an edus on the mitzius of Hashem. In Sukkot we say, ulekachtem lochem biyoyim harishayim. Arba'as Haminim, and Chazal say that on Rosh Hashanah, the Jews and the Umas Olam are Nichnas Ladin, and the Chsima is on Yom Kippur, and we don't know who is victorious. And the ones who come out with their weapons are victorious, and the Jews come out with the Arba Minim, that's like their weapons, so we're the ones that were victorious. So it emerges that this holiday is an Eidus on the Slichan Kapara that was done above, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He desired us. And when we go out with Chag, with the Arba Minim B'Yad, Mitzius Bachush, they're mamish in our hands, so we can mamish touch the Mitzachim with our hands. And there's a remez to this in the Tamei HaMikra. Beginning of the Parash of Sukkot and Emor, it says, Dabra B'nei Yisrael, etc. B'chamisha Sol Yom L'choydush HaShvi. And the Ta'amiman B'chamisha Sol is called Mavi Azla, B'chamisha Sol. So it goes together, the B'chamisha Sol. And afterwards, and then it says Yom separately. And then a number of psukim later, it says Ach v'chamisha sayom lechodesh hashvi, the same lashon mamish. And there the Kadma v'Yazla is different. The Kadma v'Yazla is es asar leyom. And the word b'chamisha is separate. It's a tzlisha. So it's separate from the asar yom. Tlisha ktana, tlisha gdala, kadma v'Yazla. Sorry, I feel like I'm practicing for a mitzvah again. So why does the chamisha come by itself? Hey mehim advorim. The beginning of the parasha, we're talking about Zaman Sukkos, which is on the 15th. So where the chamisha goes with the asar. But here we're talking about the arba minim. That's a gil, what was on the 10th. That shows that we won on the 10th. So the emphasis is on the 5. 5 days later, after the asar yom, ach b'chamisha, Asar Yom. B'chamisha is by itself, and then Asar Yom. In other words, 5 days after the 10th of the month, we are now showing that we're victorious. So that's a remez b'tamei amikra, that the holding of the Arba Minim shows that we were successful on Yom Kippur. That's why here the tamei amikra read ach b'chamisha b'five, pause, Asar Yom, 10 days, meaning 5 days after the 10, you go with the Arba Minim to show that you won. And all of the movements of the shaking of the Arba Minim are tinuos of Simcha, that's the Ikar Simcha, it says in the poskim, when you're doing the shaking of the Arba Minim. And so too the Tkios, Bishas, Shivus HaMayim, these are all the Sirakshus of Simcha that's felt in the world, and this is all a revelation, a bringing out to the world, what was done lefnai v'lefnim, Kadosh Baruch Hu was mochalas. So that's the great edus of Sukkos. It's a davar muchashi. We go out with the Arba Minim, showing what was done lefnai v'lefnim, and that's the inyan of the mate that we put in the makom edus, that this is made to the world about Aaron's true kahuna and in our souls as well. And this is something that comes Yesh Me'ayin to show that Aaron brings down the Kapra Yesh Me'ayin. And we learn this big Yisod, that Edus is bringing alive the Maisa, Sai by Ede Beirur, that they clarify what happened. They go before the judges and they bring the Maisa alive in front of the judges. And Ede Kiyum, that the Kedushin is done in front of them. They're not testifying about it in the Beis Din, but the very fact that the Kedushin makes a Roshim on them, that makes them Edim. And Edim always goes together with Hasroi. Because the Edim are saying, they're giving them warning. They're saying that your Maisim are going to make a Roshim in us who see this, and it's going to bring about this and this punishment. Nu, ish od harbe ma ladaber banuse hazeh, v'ani mekaveh she'Hashem yizakeh otanu lamshich, v'nireh od v'od niflot mikorat Hashem. So please stay tuned for more. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.